All right, welcome to the University Writing Program, You Write 1104 podcast. We are here with a group of intrepid and interesting writers, aspiring writers, thinking about some of the projects they are working on and some of the writing stuff they've been doing this semester in You Write 1104. My name is Justin Carey. I'm a lecturer in the University Writing Program, and I'll kind of be guiding this conversation a little bit. But let's go ahead and start off with some introductions. So if everybody could just kind of go around, say your name and what you have been working on this semester in You Write 1104, that would be great.
My name is TJ, and my topic is kind of the interaction between writing and technology.
I'm Bosna, and I'm studying the effects of, technology on students.
I'm Alex, and my topic is on kind of the rhetoric styles of most of the media outlets today, whether they're focusing more towards getting clicks or actually finding real stories.
My name is Spencer, and my prompt that I chose was, is it a good thing that social media has become the platform for news for millennials?
My name is Josh, and I chose how the internet has changed, articles and newspapers.
All right, great. Well, those all sound like really interesting topics. I hear a lot of stuff in there about tech and especially about social media, the rhetoric of social media platforms. So that's really cool, and I really want to unpack a lot of that and talk about some of your ideas around all those things, because all that sounds really interesting. So I guess I'll just start with a question, as I see sort of some overlap here about technology and social media and the way that we interact with our digital technological world. I guess I'll just throw out a general question of, has social media generally, just as one form of technology, has that impacted or influenced writing in a good way or a negative way? What else about that? I think I would love to hear a little, the rhetoric of media was your topic, right, Alex?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, if you don't mind, about what you mean by that, and what is the rhetoric of media, and how as writers are we more in tune with figuring out what that is?
Well, I don't know. I feel like ever since social media is, the whole point of social media was to be kind of like entertainment for people. I guess some people would say that it's to keep up with relatives or whatever, but mainly it's for entertainment, especially like Twitter and Instagram, that kind of thing. And I think that's kind of shifted into our news outlets and media outlets as well. It's like people want to be entertained all the time. And, you know, they're not going to push the boring story about, you know, this new bill that's getting passed in Congress that may be pretty relevant to, you know, what you really should be learning about, but you know, somebody just got their head blown off with a sawed-off shotgun, you know, somewhere. That's way more entertaining. It gets way more clicks and that kind of thing. So I think that people are focusing more on writing the most entertaining stories rather than facing all the important stuff.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Oh, I'll say with that, I saw this interview with, Denzel Washington. He was like with social media and stuff, it was like, everybody wants to be first, whether it's like right or wrong. They don't care if the media or what they're putting out is true or false. They just want to be first. And usually when you're first, people are going to probably look at you and be like, oh, well, they got that out faster, so they're probably right, other than other people that may go more into depth with their writing or research. And they might be more correct, but they won't get as much clout or attention than the ones that are wrong.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And Josh, your topic was about the internet, right? Is that something that you've kind of encountered in your project as well? This idea of like this sort of almost like culture of like being first or getting clicks or whatever.
Because
say something. Would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and I think social media platforms like Twitter kind of give us a reason to write, you know. Not everybody considers themselves a writer. Not everybody is like a student. I don't got time for that shit. I can't be pressed over shit. I gotta be on my shit. Making the moves, I'm slick. Worry about.
That's a really interesting point. And there's kind of a writing studies term for that, like exigence, right? This is something we talked about a little bit. And this idea of like the why, right? Why do we write? Why do we do what we do? Why do we compose? Why do we do anything, right? And it's interesting that Twitter, you know, it's like this idea of access and ease of access, and it's not just Twitter, but so much of social media, right? People have, can easily access it, and then all of a sudden they become someone with an audience, either real or perceived, right? Like, I do some Twitch streaming, and there's never anybody watching me do that, but I pretend there is, right? So I talk to people a lot, like, I'm like, oh, hey guys, what's up, right? So, like, even if there's a perception of audience, that kind of changes the way you approach what you're composing, I would say, right? And then sometimes people actually find a real audience. Quotes around the word real, as real as it can get on a social media platform, right? But yeah, I think that absolutely affects the way that we go about our work as writers, right? Perceived or real audiences, it's going to change the way that we compose and the way that we create for that audience. And that's a really interesting point.
They're saying, like, a lot of things were saying that you don't even have to be right as long as you're first, people will believe you. So, like, that's when, like, I feel like the internet has its downfall because, you know, everyone has a voice, but they can just write whatever they want, put it out, and then people believe it.
So. Yeah, I think that's a really fascinating point. And sadly, because so much of entertainment and journalism and news has shifted to these online internet spaces, right? And those companies who produce a lot of stuff need to make money, right? They're trying to make money. It's become this sort of race to get clicks and race to get eyes on ads, right? And I think that has absolutely influenced the way that we, take on what we watch and what we see and how we interact with these online places and the news and the media and the entertainment. It's all kind of folded up into one thing. It's like you said, Alex, it's really hard to tell the difference sometimes between what's news and what's entertainment and what's real and what's not. And you know, we, I think, as consumers of that stuff, it kind of falls to us to have to be more critical of it, right? And that kind of brings me back to the writing thing, right? That's something that we can do as writers, as we equip ourselves with these rhetorical skills and get better at critical reading, at critical reflection, about thinking of how we are doing rhetoric. We're going to be able to start to see how other people are doing it, and we're going to start to see through some of the stuff that, you know, maybe isn't real or we need to be more critical of. And that is a really good, I think, writing skill that we can acquire as writing students. So that's a really cool idea and a really cool point. We are getting kind of close to the end of our time here, so. Gauntlet, but that's just me. Anything else? All right, well, thank you all so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it. Great job, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.